I would that the circumstances were different for our next guest. He has been on this program on numerous occasions over the past. But usually we are talking specifically about his football team, whether it was in Buffalo or in Indianapolis, and or the state of the game or the league. But tonight the circumstances are slightly different. Here's the former vice chairman of the Indianapolis Colts, Bill Polian, is with us. And unfortunately, football lost a great friend and a longtime member of the club, if you will, in Cal Murphy this weekend. Bill, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Saddened by the loss of my friend, but otherwise okay.
1977 was the year. Murph was an offensive line coach for the Montreal Alouettes under head coach Marv Levy. And I'm told you were a part-time scout. Is that was your role
That's
at that
correct.
Point? Really,
That's
huh?
Correct.
And tell us about your time with Murph in those days, because I know that this is a friendship that has lasted more than three decades.
Well, it has. We first became friends when Murph was with the Alouettes, and I was scouting in the States. And the friendship lasted when he left the Isles to go become the head coach of Vancouver, the BC Lions. And then I went on to join Marv in Kansas City. And then when we got let go in Kansas City, lo and behold, Cal got the head coaching job in Winnipeg. And he was looking for a personnel director, and someone had recommended me to Paul Robson, who was the general manager.
Right.
And he went and asked Cal, and Cal said, "You better hire him now. Don't get out of my office. Go hire him." and so I got a chance to rejoin him, and we had great times there. Built a team that went on to play in four Grey Cup games. Had Mike Riley, among other people on the staff,
right.
Went on great things at Oregon State University. And then, of course, when I became the general manager of the Colts and Cal had finished his coaching career and general managing career in Canada, I immediately asked him if he'd like to join us as our Canadian scout. He did, and we've been together for 14 years in that capacity.
He did have a great eye for talent, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He was a great judge of talent and understood how to put a team together, understood how talent fit together on a team, understood chemistry. Really had he was the whole package in terms of a football man, but that pales by comparison to the kind of person he was. People were and are devoted to him. Players that played for him loved him. People that work for him, like myself, loved him. He's kind, generous, outgoing, friendly. Could be tough when he wanted to. The press in Winnipeg nicknamed him Kindly Cal because he was so nice to them. We sort of laughed about it because he could be tough when he thought something wasn't going correct. But really, a fine man, a wonderful father, a wonderful husband, a great human being. The world lost a good person.
I spent a few years around the CFL and got to know Cal. I love the CFL myself. But the one thing that always came true was Cal's ability to compete. He loved to compete and he loved to win. Can you explain to people what it was like inside the room and what he tried to do to win?
Well, you know, he was very, very consistent in how he approached things. He had things that he believed in, penalty avoidance, working hard in practice, keeping the offensive and defensive systems simple, giving good players the opportunity to achieve, featuring your good players. And as a result, he attracted good players. Tom Clements couldn't wait to come play for us. We made a trade that involved, I think, 11 players to get Tom Clements, and he was really the last piece in the puzzle in Winnipeg. But people like that, like Tom, were attracted to Cal because he was so honest, so straightforward, so forthright, and really allowed them to shine. He wasn't the guy who wanted the spotlight, not by a long shot. He wanted that to belong to the players and the assistant coaches and the organization. And people responded to that greatly. When things went wrong, he was the same guy. Just keep doing what we're doing. Just keep working at it. That's the philosophy Marv Levy had. Interestingly enough, he saw that immediately in Tony Dungy when Tony came with the Colts for us. I remember him remarking to me, this is going to be great because he thinks just the way we do. Mm-hmm. And that was true.
With Bill Polian, the former general manager, vice chairman of the Indianapolis Colts, do you think that you, I mean, what kind of an advantage did you think you had once you'd become a general manager in the National Football League, having this history, this base, and this infrastructure effectively in the Canadian Football League? Did you feel like it gave you any kind of advantage in being able to root out players who, for whatever reason, weren't on or had fallen off the NFL radar?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, we had the best judge of talent that I know, and Cal doing it. And secondly, he was a revered figure in Canadian football at every level before he ever was inducted into the CFL Hall of Fame. He was one of the, as you know, one of the good guys, one of the real bellwethers of Canadian football and an ambassador to the United States. So, yeah, we had a huge advantage, and it paid off immediately with Mike Vanderjagt and then others over time.
Could he have coached in the United States, Bill?
Without question, he did. With Darryl Rogers at San Jose State and Hawaii. And yes, absolutely.
But even in your league, even in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Without question.
Did you ever talk to him about it? Either in Buffalo or Indy?
Yeah. We talked about it, and I asked if he wanted to come down and give it a whirl, and he said no. He thought that he was really happy. The family was happy in Canada. I think he regretted not getting the job done in BC, but then he turned around and righted that ship in Winnipeg. And once that went forward, I think he was very content to stay in the CFL.
Well, there's no question that people in Canada certainly know the name of Cal Murphy, and he indeed will be missed by the football community and by those of us who just got a chance to watch him walk the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And to coach some of the great teams in the history of the Canadian Football League. Before we let you go, we would be remiss if we didn't talk to you a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts and what has gone on here. I understand you're of the opinion that you think Peyton will play again, Bill. Is that right?
I do. I do. I don't have any inside information other than having spoken to him a couple of weeks ago and then hearing from someone that is pretty well aware of how his workouts are going, but I do. I know he wants to,
right?
And things are going along well enough that you can be fairly sanguine about the fact that he may play, and I would expect that he will.
Is there any chance that's an Indy?
Don't know. I think there's always a chance. Both sides there have to get together and talk it out, and I presume they will in the near future, and we'll see how it goes. But I don't have any feeling on that issue or where, if not in Indianapolis, he might end up at this point. I really wouldn't know.
Are you, when you look at the way this story has evolved, and it's almost become like a soap opera in many ways, do you shake your head and wonder how it has come to this? And I wonder if you thought about, well, you know, if you were still in the position you were in a year ago, would you have done anything differently in this scenario?
I probably would have, but, you know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Of course.
I think what's going on now, where there's essential radio silence, is a good thing. Face-to-face communication is the best kind of communication. It doesn't need to be bandied about in other forms, in other platforms. And what they're doing right now, I think, is the right thing. And Jim and Peyton will sit down and work it out. And whatever decision they make will be the right one.
Do you think it would have been Jim and Peyton sitting down and working this out if you were still there? Or would it have been you and Peyton and his people?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know. I mean, that's a decision Jim would have had to make. You know, he decided that he wanted to go in another direction. So kind of a moot point, but that would have been his decision.
Was he traditionally hands-on when it came to major decisions?
No, it was. I mean, he was very involved, but I had a role in virtually every major player personnel decision.
So it's unlike, or maybe I'm supposing too much here, but it's unlikely this would have been as high a profile story had Bill Polian still been the GM and vice chairman of the Colts.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's no way to tell. It's conjecture, and I don't bother myself with that. I'm not there any longer. I want what's best for both parties. And I think, you know, as they sit down and work it out, it'll have a way of working itself out.
Bill, can you tell us what it was like at Super Bowl? I mean, they talk about Lucas Oil Field being the house that Peyton built, but I'm sure there was a little Bill Polian in that stadium as well. And Indy...
a lot of Bill Polian.
Indy seemed to really embrace the Super Bowl almost as well as they do the Indianapolis 500. It was quite a festival. Can you tell us what that was like and whether it was a celebration for you or a little bittersweet?
Well, I was not there. I decided not to go. Because I just felt that, you know, it wasn't my place to be there. But I did have lots of friends there and even some family because of my New York roots and the Giants and what have you. And everyone, to a man, was raved about Indianapolis. And I was not at all surprised because I knew the people that were heading up the host committee, the people who were marshaling the forces there, the thousands and thousands of volunteers that helped put it together. There was no question in my mind that it was going to be the best Northern Super Bowl ever. And I think that the reviews corroborate that. I've read lots and lots of articles from newspaper people all over the country saying this is terrific. They ought to think about having it in Indianapolis again, which is absolutely marvelous. And it came off the way all of us in Indianapolis knew it would. So it's a great source of pride. And, you know, lots of Indianapolis fans were rooting for the Giants, as you might expect. And from their perspective, the right team won.
Well, you must have had some satisfaction knowing how well it went there.
I did, absolutely. Great pride in the building, in the people, and especially all the friends of mine who helped put it together. They did a marvelous, marvelous job.
Before we let you go, I have not seen anywhere that Bill Polian has said, that's it, I'm retired. Will there be another name on the resume of Bill Polian before it's all said and done?
Well, you never say never in this business. People have asked me that, and my answer is, if you're asking, can I do it again, the answer is unequivocally yes. Would I want to? I think it would depend entirely on the situation.
What would you be looking for? I assume you don't want any kind of a team that has a long, hard road ahead of it to build.
I'm not frightened about that necessarily. I don't think that a long, hard road is something that you can't conquer. But I want to make sure that the situation was right, that the commitment was there, that the working conditions were as close to ideal as you could get them.
Cal would be proud of you saying that.
Well, I am honored and blessed to have him as a friend, as a mentor. I'll miss him greatly.
As will we. Bill, thank you very much for your time. You're always very generous with us from your days in Buffalo and beyond, and we'll look forward to an announcement of some sort somewhere down the road about the next stop for Bill Polian on his in his career. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Bill Polian, the vice chairman, former general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, before that the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, he's a legend.
One of the top guys in the National Football League.